So, what have you got then? Mrs. Bone asked. A bit of business? Always. The air smelled as if it were ripening, as if the whole house were on the turn. Mrs. Bone looked out of the window. You've been casing a place? Yes. Where? Park Lane. Mrs. Bone's expression changed. Hey? Interested? Mrs. Bone propelled herself up and out of the chair. She picked up an empty dove cage, swung it back and forth. Don't, she said. Don't what? Don't tell me you're that foolish. Mrs. King said nothing. Park Lane, she made a tsk sound. Dinah, you never, never do a job when it's personal. I taught you that myself. She rubbed her chin again. Park Lane? Yes. You beggar belief, marching in here without a by your leave or word of warning. She straightened. I know my patch. We don't do anything west of Gracechurch Street, for God's sake. I'm not tripping up to town for any googles on Park Lane. There were a dozen clocks piled on the mantelpiece, ticking furiously, all out of time. Perhaps it's time to branch out, Mrs. Bone. I don't need to branch out. Mrs. King softened her tone. It's a big house. Bigger than anything. Marble like you've never seen before. Chairs from Versailles. Silks. Jewels the size of goose eggs. You think I don't know all that? You think I don't know what sort of palace Danny built for himself? Of course she knew. Diamonds made Danny O'Flynn. Gave him a fortune beyond all comprehension. Stockpiles, monopolies, loans even governments couldn't win. He made his whole new life on the back of them. A whole new name. Mr. De Vries had a fierce, white-hot sort of wealth. The kind that stopped your heart in your chest. Millionaire, they called him. Millionaire. Mrs. Bone never forgave him for it. I told you, I don't do jobs when it's personal.